Hello from Nashville. I'm Kelly Sutton. Get ready because you're coming with me everywhere I go in Music City. We're going to hit up parties, walk red carpets, hang out backstage. Basically, anywhere you find your favorite country stars, we'll be there too. You're my plus one because we've got y'all access. Carrie Underwood just unveiled her newest collection of Kalia by Carrie. She even has a pop-up store here in Nashville. She gave me a sneak peek, and it's gorgeous, guys. It's like something off a Pinterest board. That is, if she had Pinterest.
I actually don't have a Pinterest.
You
don't? Am I the only person on the planet without a Pinterest?
Girl, it's like virtual hoarding. It's the best thing ever.
Virtual hoarding. I love that. Oh my gosh.
You don't feel guilty because you don't have all of the junk because it's online, but you can keep everything.
I have Pinterested in the past, but it's been a while.
I think we need to get you back into that. I think that that's like...
That'd be another techno rabbit hole to go down, right?
As if we don't have enough. We're gearing up for the ACM Awards later this month in Las Vegas. And of course, your Y'all Access Pass is going to get you where all the stars are, on the red carpet, backstage, maybe even at a blackjack table or two. And that reminds me of some advice that Luke Combs had last year for all of the newbies to Sin City.
Saddle up, I think, is what I learned. You're going to be busy. You're going to be tired. You're going to be hungover.
You just do it.
And you just do it. You just go.
Make it through.
This is what everybody dreams of. And, you know, I mean, this is what I don't think anyone ever dreams of, like, this stuff, you know?
No.
Because they don't know about it.
They don't know
about
it.
No one
knows
about it.
You're right.
But it's like every time we go and do something like this, I'm so thankful because if I wasn't doing this, I wouldn't get to play.
Right.
You know, and the fact that I'm here and there's people that would kill to be here and doing what I'm doing. So I'm just a thankful guy and I'm excited to be back in Vegas. Don't get me wrong, I like them
all. This weekend, your Y'all Access Pass is taking you backstage with Thomas Rhett. We hopped on a tour bus and headed to Chicago to catch up with TR. We asked him what fatherly advice his dad gave him that he hopes to pass along to his girls.
My dad was so good at not pressuring us to do anything, but also didn't let us quit things once we started it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was one of the biggest lessons for me to learn. It's like, I wish I could have quit football so bad. I was too little to play. I was like 135 pounds in high school. But you know what? My dad was like, you want to play football, you're going to stick out football.
Okay.
And that furthered into my work life, into everything. And so I feel like I hope that's something that I want to instill in my girls too, but never give them any pressure as far as like, you have to be a singer or you should be whatever, a doctor, a lawyer, anything. I just want to find what their passions are and really just kind of support them through that because that's what my dad did for me. Did
you
grow up
on a tractor? You usually don't think about artists as being morning people. But since baby Remington has come along, Russell Dickerson tells us mornings are his favorite time of day.
When he first wakes up, like we have him in the swaddle thing, you know, and then we let him out and he's just like, ugh, like stretching, like a little gummy smile. And he'll just talk to us for a little bit in the morning. Oh, I need my fix every day. Like I can't go a day without that in my life. Girl, I've always
loved you. Have y'all got your party pants on? I'm Kelly Sutton, and we are about to hop the velvet rope and head inside Nashville's Grammy nominee party. We got the exclusive scoop from Little Big Town about new music and taking their tour north of the border.
We just left the studio an hour ago to come here, and we're going back, so we're making a new record that we're very, very excited about.
Okay.
We're going to Canada.
Are the Midland Boys...
Are they allowed up there?
Well, we hope they are.
That's a good question.
They even thought about that.
This might be their last trip over the border. I don't know. Back this hitch
up into the... Did you see Luke Bryan clapping back at the Twitter trolls the other day? Luke told me sometimes dealing with the haters is hard.
I would be foolish to say that I don't get frustrated with people picking me apart about not being country. When I know I'm country, but I'm also smart enough to not put the same, you know, dated country kind of sound and music out. I mean, I can't continue to put out the I'll Stay Me album or the Tailgates and Tan Lines album. I mean, I'll put an album out that has all these number ones on that and people are like, well, all you do is sing about trucks. And I'm like, Well, I guess that's what fans want to hear because they keep showing up for it. But when I'm on my socials, I also learned there's a lot of people out there that just are going to hate me no matter what. They just hate me because I walk around smiling more than the average bear.
Everybody here.